Blog Talk Radio.
And be glad in it.
Psalms 118:24.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
I was glad when they said unto me,
thank you, Jesus.
Let us go into the house of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, hallelujah.
And this
hallelujah.
Is the prophet's house, y'all.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory hallelujah. To God.
Hallelujah.
You're doing the Sunday sensational hallelujah. Supernatural hallelujah. Service.
Hallelujah.
Of the prophet's hallelujah. House. Renew Your Mind Ministries International.
Hallelujah.
Our motto hallelujah. Is where? Is we are co-workers in the kingdom. Thank
yes,
you, Holy
yes,
God.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
We are co-workers in hallelujah. The kingdom.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Yes.
Our biblical thank foundation you. Is found in thank Jeremiah, you. The 18th chapter, verses hallelujah. 1 through 6.
Yes, yes. Thank you, God.
And the word came unto Jeremiah. From the Lord saying,
hallelujah.
Arise and go down hallelujah. To the prophet's house,
yes,
and thou will cause you to hear my words. Then I rose and went down to the prophet's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheel.
Yes.
And the vessel that he had made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, which seemed good for the potter to make it.
Yes, yes.
Boy, mama
hallelujah.
Then the word of the Lord came unto me again, saying,
hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus. O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter saith the Lord?
Yes, Lord.
As the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Romans chapter 12.
Yes, yes. Thank you, God.
Verse 2.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and perfect. An acceptable will of God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I submit to you on this sensational supernatural Sunday.
Hallelujah.
That the safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of God.
Yes.
We pledge allegiance to Almighty God. Whose heart is the Father, whose face is the Son, whose voice is the Holy Spirit, and whose hands and feet is the Church.
Yes, yes.
And that includes us.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
in
you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Thank you, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Deacon AJ, come forward.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Come on,
thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you have a choice.
Hallelujah.
Either this or the book.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
not
my key.
Uh-huh. That's the key ring, and it should have the Lord's Prayer on it.
Yeah, that's the Lord. Yeah. Yeah.
Come on now. Yes.
Yeah, the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We had, Pastor Peter, the early days, he was like, mine, mine, and
the memory of the just is blessed.
Hallelujah.
Where is that found, y'all? Elder Kibbe, come forward.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And you got a choice up in here.
Hallelujah.
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 Now, y'all didn't know this, but we have a motto for the Institute of Biblical Learning. Did y'all know that? Knowledge is power. But learning is superpower.
Amen.
Remember that. You may hear that again. Knowledge is power, but learning is superpower. The information is cool.
Amen.
Information is power, but it's superpower if you learn it. That's why the Institute of Biblical Learning, not a biblical study, biblical learning. Isn't that
amen.
Wonderful?
Amen.
Let the church say amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous runneth to it and are safe. Where is that found? Well, we'll go past that one. Okay. Okay, Alice. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Where is that found? Okay.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Okay, let's go to another. The basic scripture for our communion that we do is found where?
1 Corinthians 11:28-30.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I don't know. Y'all, everybody had a little piece of that. So I could either I could cut the wristband into three pieces and give it to you, or we just go to another one. Okay. Oh God, bless you, God of us, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Knowledge. But learning is superpower. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. What was the golden nugget for this morning? What was the golden nugget for this morning? What's that on the clock that goes on? You know, what is it? But anyway. What's easy to do is also easy not to do.
Yes, yes.
Boy, we got to pay. Yeah, and you heard that before, yeah. Hallelujah. We thank God for all
Amen.
Of this. We thank God for all of this.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We thank God for Pastor Cynthia who led us in intercessory prayer. God, hallelujah. Thank you, hallelujah, for the anointing that's on this place right
yes,
now.
Thank you, God.
People are being healed
hallelujah.
And delivered in this sanctuary
Amen.
And in radio land.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. God.
Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
What is the shortest scripture in the Bible?
Jesus wept.
Where is it found?
John 11:35.
What?
John 11:35.
All right. Pastor Peaches. Well, y'all can tear the book in half. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because we want folks to not just look at stuff. You know, knowledge is power, but learning is power. Hallelujah. What is the motto of the Institute of Biblical Learning?
Knowledge is power, but learning is
super
power. And would you believe that, Pastor Peter started that first, but that's all right. We'll let it slide this time, okay, Pastor Peter?
You can pay me later.
All right, baby. I'll buy you a good dinner. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
What's the name of, the guy that got a haircut and lost his strength?
Samson.
I think that was on the QB. Come on now. Take what you want.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you say, what are you doing, Brother Bird? Hallelujah. This, see, a lot of folks go to church, and y'all know that.
Mm-hmm.
They're fence warmers.
Uh-huh. Amen.
And then you got the chosen chosen.
Uh-huh.
And then you got the vaporized Christians.
Uh-huh.
And then you got co-workers in the kingdom.
Amen.
You see, we don't judge nobody.
Amen.
You got to decide which one you are.
Amen.
The bench warmer,
amen.
The chosen frozen,
amen.
The vaporized Christian,
amen.
Or the co-worker in the kingdom. It's your decision. I'm not going to, I do not have a heaven or hell to put you in.
Amen.
You know. So it's up to you to decide which one you want to be.
Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The bench warmer. See, I can go in the garage and I can take a horn and I can take a steering wheel. That don't make me a car.
Amen.
This woman's got to be saved.
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Then you got the chosen frozen.
Amen.
They saved, but they done hooked up with so much tradition that it's a frozen into a form.
Uh-huh.
I remember one brother told another brother, in order to get saved, you got to roll on the floor and do all this stuff.
Oh.
I can mention my name.
So
that's how I got saved. I was rolling on. It was at a service that, you know, we had a prayer at the youth course rehearsal. And I got saved on a Saturday night.
Thank you, Lord.
Rolling on the floor, being a dust mark for the so, yeah, so I thought that's how you got saved. Of course, we done learned a little bit.
Nevertheless,
because knowledge is power, but learning is superpower. And when I got my superpower, I realized that was kind of out of left field. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to
thank
God.
You,
and the vaporized Christians are Christians that they're so heavily minded, they know earthly good. Yeah, they know, you can't tell them nothing. They don't have a coachable teacher of spirit.
Oh.
Or a burning desire to be excellent and please God.
Mm-hmm.
Willingness to work and go excellent, they don't have that. They want you to work. They want to live off faith. They want to live off your faith. Come on now.
Yeah.
Watch out now. Glory to God. Loan me your rent money. I'll give it back to you on Friday. They ain't got a job, but they must survive a bank on Friday. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they're going to do on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. Anyway, but the co-workers in the kingdom. How many co-workers in the kingdom do we have up in here? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
One day, I'm going to have somebody. Which one you want? You want a poop or you want?
Hallelujah.
Oh, you want to, this thing. bless your name. All right, God bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Just one last question.
Thank you, Jesus.
What did God do to Adam and Eve when they sinned? Yeah, I wanted you to say he drove them out of the garden. But if you kicked them out of God, that's just you come up here and get some hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
She said it quietly. But guess what she did?
I didn't hear her. I heard AJ.
Oh, you heard AJ.
I did
hear. Oh, you did.
She said,
oh, she said it quiet. Thank you for being, you know what?
Nevertheless.
Hey. But this is AJ. For your honesty.
Hallelujah.
Come on up here.
Hallelujah.
Honesty. That's one of the seven pillars of wisdom. Have a heart of integrity and honesty.
Amen.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen again.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Did we do the housekeeping suggestion?
No, we didn't.
Just, Lord, Jesus.
We were just having a good time.
We were just having a good time. Hallelujah. I just want to thank all of you for subscribing to our challenge about telling at least one person a day that you love us. And because I took so much time doing all this, we can just tell everybody, I love you with the love of the Lord. Look around. Say, I love you with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. At this time, Pastor Pete, if you would give us the housekeeping suggestions on this sensational supernatural Sunday, and excuse that Brother Earl for taking up a lot of your time. God bless.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God is good. Hallelujah.
All the time, God.
Lord, thank God for being in a church where we have fun. Hallelujah.
Pastor Maxine was with me and Elder Keeby. we had such a wonderful time in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. We just thank God for all that he's doing. Hallelujah. Thank God for every opportunity that he gives us to get around the word of God. We learn something new every time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Don't forget to pull up the ministry's website. Go to rymmi.org to see what the mission and vision of this ministry is. Ask God to bless the other kingdom workers, co-workers in the kingdom that you see there, the other pastors. Ask God to bless their ministry. Allow them, Lord God, to continue to lift up the word of God so that men will be drawn unto him. Hallelujah. Don't just pray for our ministry. Pray for theirs, too. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank God for the word of God and how it's going out freely. Thank God for living in a country where we are not persecuted, but giving out the word of God. Hallelujah. What a blessing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank God for this month has a fourth Sunday. Has a fifth Sunday. Hallelujah. And the fifth Sunday is always minister to your family Sunday. We don't have a live service, but you will be able to hear one from the archives. Hallelujah. We thank God for the first and second Sunday of the month is the Potter's House Challenge and the Pastor's Corner. The third Sunday of the month is the birthday corner, the first, second, and third Sunday of the month, we have our Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah. Well, young people are being taught the word of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. By all the Kiwi Stevenson. Bring your young people out. Hallelujah, hallelujah. They can pray, they can stay. Hallelujah. Bring your grandchildren, your godchildren, the children next door. Hallelujah. Bring them out so they can be taught the word of God. Hallelujah. And on that fourth Sunday, they're able to share with us what they learned in Goodness Youth Club. And they always leave us with a beautiful keepsake. Hallelujah. That's been made in Goodness Youth Club. Hallelujah. That fourth Sunday, hallelujah, is also when we have a guest speaker or a special speaker. Hallelujah. And this month, the month of July, Lord Jesus, I'm not trying to go backwards. The month of December. Hallelujah. Our guest speaker will be Evangelist Danielle Curtis. Hallelujah. Bring us a right now word. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come out and hear what thus saith the Lord. After that spiritual meal, we have a natural meal. Sit down, fellowship dinner. Hallelujah. So come out and kill with the saints of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It's spiritual fellowship. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Free of charge. Just come out and enjoy. Bring someone with you. Hallelujah. We thank God for the campaigns that we are continuing and the new one that we have. The one we're continuing is our scripture wristband. Hallelujah. They have been blessing so many. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for a donation of $5. Hallelujah. You can let Elder Keeby know how many bags you want. It's $5 per bag. Hallelujah. And give them out everywhere. Hallelujah, hallelujah. When we give them out, people say, oh, wow, this is needed. Thank you so much.
Right.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for it. Hallelujah. We thank God for our warming package, the campaign right now to our homeward bound friends.
Yes.
Hallelujah. For a donation of $4, you're able to bless a homeward bound person. Hallelujah, with two pairs of socks, a hat, a neck warmer, and a pair of gloves.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And we're going to go down to the Broadway Market the fifth Saturday in December, and we're not just going to pass out the word of God. That's not going to keep them warm. But we're going to pass out the warming package and bless them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We're going to meet here at 10. We're going down there. We're going down there. Hallelujah. And bless Broadway Market. It won't be the same after we leave. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God is awesome, and we thank God for all he's done and doing and going to do. Hallelujah. Thank God for our new building. Hallelujah. This beautiful edifice. Hallelujah. Beautiful dining hall and kitchen. Hallelujah. Classrooms and offices. Hallelujah. We will let you know the marching date is. Get your shouting shoes ready. God is doing great things in this ministry. And we are glad. Hallelujah. And if you'd like to, if you're interested in being a student in the Institute of Biblical Learning, hallelujah, registration is today. Hallelujah, right after service. Hallelujah. And if you'd like to, if you're interested, please send your name to 443-416-1201 to let me know that you're interested, and I'll send the information to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for every opportunity that he gives us to learn more about him. Hallelujah. And don't forget, first Sunday of the month is Family and Friends
hallelujah.
Sunday.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't forget, make out your list. Make a list. Put your phone numbers beside it. Don't wait until the last minute. Tell them, save the date. Hallelujah. That's what you do when you want somebody, when you want to invite somebody to a party. Save the date. Hey, do that for church. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And the pastor will iterate even more for our registration. But we thank God for what he's done, for what God has done and doing and going to do. We'd like to thank all of our postal partners and anyone that is using the post office box to send a seed, which is 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. And also our cash app, which is $, TPH2023, and our GoFundMe page, which is Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. God bless you for sowing the seed. Sow the seed according to the harvest that you want to reap. Hallelujah. Back to you, Pastor.
Praise God. Thank you, Pastor.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
The seed you sow is the crop you grow.
Amen.
And to all of you, you're working or you're in your community.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, we have changed the name of people that we formerly called them homeless.
Amen.
You can have what you say.
Amen.
But we changed it to homeward bound population.
Amen.
They're homeward bound.
That's right. Amen.
They're not homeless, they're homeward bound.
Yes.
And we minister to them, and you can share it with your co-workers and your neighbors or folks. We're doing something for the homeless that the formerly homeless, now they're homeward bound folks. And you can go to GoFundMe.com and then put in Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, Inc. And you'll see us come up there on the screen. And you can donate $1 or $50 or whatever. Make someone not too long ago sent $50. We thank God for whatever people send to the GoFundMe page, because it's going to help in our operation to minister to the population formerly known as homeless, who now are the homeward bound population. Hallelujah. We decree and declare that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We thank again for God adding signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the housekeeping suggestion on this morning, this afternoon. Hallelujah. Glory to God to them that believe. Hallelujah. We thank God for that. Hallelujah.
You're awesome, Lord. You're awesome, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord.
After this selection, the next voice you will hear be none other than a Holy Ghost filled tongue talking, fire baptized, demon destroyed, guardian of the altar, warrior of the word, Pastor Peter Swift, Pastor's Corner. Hallelujah.
All my days, I've been dreaming in your day. From the moment that I wake up, till I lay down my head, for I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am in, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for this season.
Yes.
And we are
yes.
in Christmas.
Hallelujah.
Season of Christmas. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's also a giving season.
Right.
Hallelujah. We're in a season like no other of sowing seeds. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to read Matthew 6:1-4. It says, take heed that ye do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound the trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogue and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thy alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And I just want to encourage us to do things with the right motive, for the right motive.
Yes.
You know? Hallelujah. And the definition of the word motive is a reason for doing something especially one that is hidden or not obvious. Hallelujah. The pastor speaks many times about the Holy Ghost being saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's one of the things that a lot of people in church do. And when you have, when you do that, you have the, you're not doing it so everybody else around you know what's going on and stuff like that. And we give with, we give the right reason. Sometimes we give it because God laid that person on your heart, because you're a sower seed, because you love to give, or for the sake of sowing a seed. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So we're in the, like I said, we're in the season like no other of sowing seeds. We think about giving to the Salvation Army. You know, the man stands out there and he's taking the bell or whatever reason, you know, and I even get the envelope in the mail. Please give to the Salvation Army, you know, because they want to give children toys and stuff like that. Hallelujah. We think about giving so we don't owe so much tax. And we try and think, okay, wait a minute. What if they didn't take enough taxes out of me? I'm gonna give this to the thrift shop. I'm gonna give this to the DMV, to the vet. I'm gonna call them up so they can come past and get this and give me a write off. Hallelujah. We have many, many reasons. We think about all of those phone calls that people have called us, and that we've said, well, this is me envelope and I'll send you a donation. And all, and then we're thinking about it, wait a minute, do I have any envelopes around here? I don't want to be lying. Well, let me fill it out. Even if I put $5 on there and send it back, at least, you know, I didn't lie. And I'm sending them a donation. Hallelujah. Just so we get the calls, we get the solicitations, we get loads and loads of mail. And if you donate to them one time, they just keep on sending me an envelope. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We in the church give to one another by a Holy Ghost handshake. Yes, I said the pastor spoken to us plenty of times about that. He said sometimes, you know, if you know someone that has brought a new home, hallelujah, and I've done this, giving somebody a home, hey, buy something for your house. Or you know somebody that brought a new car, and I love to do that, give them money, huh, put something in the gas tank. You know, and it's just something that's in my heart I want to, just to give it up, you know, just to bless them. Yes, you're happy for them, and you just wanna give them something. You know, in 2 Corinthians 9:6, one school translation says, remember this, whoever sows sparingly shall also reap sparingly. So, you know, you want to be chitty. You know what that word means. You want to be chitty when you're sowing. You know what? You're gonna be chicky when it comes when you need a harvest. Don't look at a big harvest, because your harvest gonna come back the same way you put it out. Yes. Just remember, sowing produces a harvest. It produces a harvest, and your harvest will depend on your sowing. If you sow a plant in a flower pot, that is right where your harvest will be, in a flower pot.
Come on now.
Sounds funny, but it's truthful. And the pastor may ask for, or whatever church you're in, asking, oh, we have a project going on, and you one of them ones being critical, I ain't getting nothing else. I don't know what they're doing with the money. And this, that. You see the church being blessed. You see different things, new things that's needed in the church, and you see things coming. Money goes to things. God didn't drop those things down from the sky. But yet still, when your pastor answers for, and I'm not talking about this congregation, but when I'm just talking to you, your pastor answers for something, do what you can do. Because there's going to be needs in your life that your own home is going to need. You may be on the road. You may break down. You're going to need somebody to come past you and sow into you. Hallelujah. So you don't want anybody to go past you. You want somebody to stop and to help you out. So therefore, all these things, and you never know just how God is going to bless you. How you, when you sow into the household of the Lord, you sow into others in the kingdom, you don't know how God is going to bring it back to you. And every in such and such a place, you're going to send somebody just in time.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Just because you've been sowing some seeds. Mm-hmm. And you're going to want, there's some things that you don't know every need and every desire that's going to come up in your life, but you're gonna want somebody, you've been calling on God to say, okay, Lord, I didn't know this was coming. And I need such and such. And don't you know all those seeds that you have sown? And you can call things back. Lord, I have sown to this one. Lord, I have sown to that one. Lord, I have sown to that lady and her little baby. Lord, I have sown to this, my next door neighbor. Lord, I have sown. I'm sown in households. And don't you know, you can call those things back.
Mm-hmm.
And say, Lord, I thank you. God, I didn't see this bill coming.
Mm-hmm.
Lord God, but I thank you. Hallelujah. One of my sisters has said that she, you know, certain things she wouldn't be able to pay out all her bills before the new year comes, you know, and did not know how God was going to do it. Did not know how God was going to do it. And she had a phone call from somebody she hadn't seen in years. Somebody that she worked with probably over 20 years ago. But that person was watching her and how she did her job and asked that person and got word for somebody to give her phone number. I want that person to come and help take care of me. So therefore, her bill's being paid. Two most unlikely thoughts. She said, well, what made you ask for me? We never worked together on a job. She said, but I saw how you took care of your patients. I saw the type of work you did. And so therefore, this lady, she wanted to stay in care for somebody to come take care of her. So now my sister's taking care of her. I was just like, wow, is that Paige? I ain't never went with that lady on the job. But and you know, and you never know who's watching you.
Yeah.
You never know who's watching you. So therefore, let's do things with the right motive. Do things with God in our heart. Do things as unto the Lord. And God will see, he will allow people to see you, and you don't even know who's looking. You never know who's looking. Hallelujah. And I was thinking of some years ago, the neighborhood that my children and I were living in, I didn't know that the nuns in the convent, I guess, were peeping out the window, the behind the blade, the shade, watching me with my children or whatever. And they say, you know what? You're the only parent I see around here treat or taking care of their children like that, and I'm going to help you out.
Yes.
See, I didn't know them ladies. I didn't know them. But you know what? You never know who peeping. You never know who sees you coming, sees you going. They don't see no men creeping or anything. They don't see you creeping. You know, and it is God that lays you on their heart. And I said, wow. And they put my children in their Catholic school.
And
pay tuition. I was like, oh, my God. You never know. But when you do things as unto the Lord, when you walk uprightly before him, when you do things with the right motive,
yes.
Hallelujah, because you're doing what the word says to do.
Yes.
Not to be, not to sound no trumpet, hallelujah, not to be seen before men, because what you're going to do is between you and God. And God, what you do in secret, God will bless you openly.
Yes, he will.
And people will wonder, like, wow, how you get that? Where did that come from? And only thing you can do is only God. God did it. And give him back the glory. God gets the glory. God gets he gets the honor. He gets the praise. And because we can't take any of our own, because we didn't do it. We didn't do, when we have a need, I'm saying, Lord, if I had to write the end of this story, I wouldn't be nowhere near it. Nothing, how it really happened. Because when you do it unto the Lord, God sees, God fixes, God touches people's heart that you have no idea. And the different things that you even desire, you can even, and sometimes what I do, I'll go to the different magazines that come to the house, let me write out a list. And I've always enjoyed, like, writing out a list of different things that I want. And sometimes, may not even mail them off. Lord, these things. And don't you know, God will bless somebody to give you the things that's on your list. Before you ever feel like, my gosh. Wow. And here's a, oh, the, it must be for you. The Lord told me to give this to you, and you want to like. Everybody say, oh, my gosh, God is awesome. And, you know, only God sees things when it's only you around. There's only you and God around. God knows it. God knows the very desires of your heart.
Right.
Hallelujah. He is so good. And just continue to live for him. Continue to worship him. Continue to love him. Hallelujah. And you just never know how he's going to bless you back. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, Lord,
but I changed it. I changed it. It's power, but learning is
yourself. Okay, go ahead, man.
It's all right. It's all right.
No, no, no. We better happy wife, happy life. The motto to the Institute of Biblical Learning is knowledge is power.
Yes.
But learning is superpower. All of you need to have superpower because you're a superhero in the kingdom of God. Did you know that? That's your time. You are a superhero. Superhero man of God, a superhero woman of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's who you are. Hallelujah. Knowledge is power. But learning is superpower. And we're learning, we're talking about the word of God. We're talking about learning more of God. Hallelujah. Pastor Peter, thank you for the pastor's corner.
Amen.
And may God add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the pastor's corner today, to them that believe.
Yes.
And I want y'all to know this. When you sow a seed on good ground, you're going to get the harvest. Every one of you up in here ought to get a bag of wristbands because they got the word of God on it.
Yes, yes.
And if you look in St. Luke chapter 8 or look in Mark chapter 4, it talks about the sower sows. Yes, some fell on the wayside, by the side of the road. Birds came down and ate it. Some fell on stony ground and it was just a little soil and sprung up, but then the sun came out because it, you know, didn't have much soil, so the soil didn't reach the water. So it burnt it up. And then you had some that fell on among the thorns and the cares of this life just choked them out. But then they sowed on good ground. And see, y'all gotta get this. This is rhema to you. You give out the wristband, what are you sowing? The word of God. St. Luke 8:11, Mark 4:14 says the seed is the word of God. That you're sowing is the word of God. But you're sowing the wristband. And guess who gets the harvest?
We do.
You give it, you need a harvest. All those that need a harvest in their life, say amen.
Amen.
All those that don't need a harvest in their life, say amen. Okay, I guess everybody need a harvest.
Yes, yes.
Y'all need to go to Sister Kiwi and say, look, give me one this bag, because I'm gonna get a harvest. The seed you sow is the crop you grow. You're sowing the word of God.
Mm.
The power and the glory to God. God going to bless your socks off, y'all.
Amen. Amen.
Y'all need to get 10, 4 or 5 bags. I think last time, well, today I got 2 bags. I think they're almost gone already. But last week or the week before last, I got 4 bags. And they're gone.
Thank you.
Lord Jesus, Lord. Talk about opening up the windows of heaven and pouring out a blessing. You won't have room enough to receive. I receive that in Jesus' name. Glory to God. You're sowing the word, y'all. Glory to God. Pastor Peter, I need to ask you a question. How do you spell supercalifer? No, that's not the question.
I don't know anybody saying
that. What time is it now?
Holy Communion time.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's Holy Communion time.
Yes, the meal that heals.
The meal that heals. A lot of people say, oh, this is a solemn occasion. And it is solemn.
Thank you, Jesus.
You reverence God. But it's a joyful occasion, y'all. It's a joyful occasion.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Because what he did, the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ has made where you are now possible.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank
God is blessing, has blessed, is going to bless your box off.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because of the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we are not sitting up here like we've been baptized in pickle juice.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Or been eating a pickled pig foot all day long. going to be happy and joyous
amen.
About this opportunity. This is a confirmation meal, y'all.
Thank you, God.
The completed works of the Lord Jesus,
yes.
This is a confirmation meal.
Thank you, God.
So y'all going to have to realize that why we do that. I know there's some folks out there that boy, they don't reverence the communion like we do in our church. Well, God bless you. I'm not doing what you do in your church. But in this church, we're going to thank God and praise Him. And we're going to have an attitude of gratitude for the work He done for us.
Amen.
We weren't even around, and He stood on the cross and said, Father, forgive them. So they know not what they're doing. We weren't even a glint in anybody's eye. 2,000 years?
Amen.
Lord, we weren't even a pebble on the shore.
Amen.
But God, hallelujah. Thank you,
Father.
So we have Holy Communion on today. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the elements, Lord. We ask that you bless, anoint, and sanctify the elements in Jesus' name. For both you, Katie, and Mama Saka.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Our text on the day. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
My it's found in 1 Corinthians, 11th chapter, verses 23 to 30. But my voice is king of oh, the voice is king of
the day.
Thank you,
Father. We
love you. Now, hallelujah.
Thank you.
It's Minister Jerry here. We want you to put your fingers in your ear so you won't hear. When I was a little boy, okay, when I was younger, Pastor Peaches will, validate what I'm saying, because she was there too.
One of the
times. You know what? That reminds me of somebody. A man trying to make some points on the young lady, and he would say, "Where have you been all my life?" And she said, "Well, most of it I wasn't born." So, Pastor Peaches, you've done it to me again. But we thank God when we were at Dallas Cathedral, Dallas Temple, and when they said.
Amen.
When they said Holy Communion, oh, Lord, we started checking ourselves out.
Amen.
We said, Lord, look, folk would scare us.
That's right.
Like the floor would open and the ground would open and swallow us if we took Holy Communion.
Yep.
And we didn't get to have our business fixed. You understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
Amen. Scared us so bad. So, you know, what we did,
amen.
We examine ourselves.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we do that right now.
Thank you, Father.
In the light of the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. First of
Hallelujah.
All,
thank you, Jesus.
We repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight, Lord. Forgive us for every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone of everything that's ever done to us. Whether real or imagined. But see, we got to remember that predicated on us being forgiven is that we forgive others.
Amen.
Often we say, Lord, forgive me. I'm sorry. And then you go out and somebody has an ought against you. You know, and you don't forgive them. You got to forgive. Because forgive, and ye shall be forgiven.
Amen.
We thank God for that. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we do it again. We say, Lord, we repent of everything we said, down to even point that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone of everything that's ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you, Lord, that the names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Often we don't forgive ourselves. We forgive everybody of the horrendous stuff they've done to us. And then if we don't forgive ourselves, you got to do that too, y'all.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We examine ourselves in the light of the Word of God. Isaiah 53 and 5. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 2:24b. That's the second portion of that scripture. B. As in bird. Hallelujah. Hebrews 9:22. B. Revelations 1:5. B. Ephesians 1:7 and Colossians 1:14 and Matthew 26:28. We comprehend, we understand the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Hallelujah. Now, in the text of today, it also says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We are taking communion worthily because we rightfully deserve the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating, drinking blessings to ourselves,
yes.
Strength to ourselves,
yes.
Healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19 says that I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, thank you.
Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should die, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. And Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper in which it was sent. So we thank you for your word on today. There's one thing you put above yourself, O Lord. It's your word. We bless your name today, Lord. Hallelujah. On the same night with the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He broke it. And declared, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this and remember to me. Let's eat together. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already. St. Luke 4:18. Isaiah 61:1-3 declare. You want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives. Spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, somebody needs healing right now. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body. The alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the muscular skeletal system. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our head to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now in Jesus' name. Matthew 15:26. 1 John 3:1-2. 2 John 1:12-13. Galatians 3:26. Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread of today. We remember you, Lord. And likewise, on the same night with the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, thank you, dear Lord. He declared, hallelujah, this is the new testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's speak together. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lentils of our hearts. Thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our home. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 26. God, you said to bring you into remembrance that we may plead together, that we may be justified. And we're justified by the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we boldly say what you said. God, you said. God, you said. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt and of the world shall overtake you when I see the blood. We thank you, Lord, for seeing the blood today, Lord. We remember you, Lord. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministry. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, missteps and mistakes, our forefathers and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Thank you, God.
We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Yes.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishba, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every death. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every death. Fire, 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 in Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Thank you.
We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught, that brings to naught, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. We remember you, Lord. Because of who we are, whose we are, and what we are. We boldly share our family daily confession on today. We speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our families and our bonus families, according to Job 22, verses 27 and 28, Romans 4, 17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, take the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name. Lean, clean, spiritual kingdom is seen. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts of ministry and health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. Is beautiful in Jesus' name. Now unto him was able the people to follow and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty and dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Jude 1, verses 24 to 25. And the church said,
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Peter.
Yes, Pastor. Thank you, Jesus.
Another question.
Yes, hallelujah.
What time is it now?
Time for word.
Thank you, Pastor Peter.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't want to take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone. Deliver someone. Set the captives free. Save. Fill with your Holy Spirit, O God. Touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness. And let signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow in Jesus' name. And Satan and all your satanic cohorts, we curse you, but we command you be bound in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest of the seed sown today. We thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing. And we give you the praise, and we give you the honor, and we give you the glory, and we bless your name in Jesus' name. And everyone said,
Amen.
Let the church say,
Amen.
Let the church say,
Amen.
Let the church say,
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the last two messages, we've been, my.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
We've been talking about a message.
Yeah.
I think Pastor Peter, you need to give us the address of
Christ. Hallelujah. Romans 15:13, Romans 12:12, Nehemiah 8:10, Philippians 3:13-15, Philippians 4:6, Colossians 1:27, Psalm 30:5b, 2 Corinthians 5:1-8, Isaiah 61:1-3, and Luke 4:18.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Peter. The title of today's message is part three of How to Remove Depression from your holiday menu.
Amen.
So,
neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
The title of today's message.
The title of today's message
is How to Remove
Depression
from your holiday menu.
From your holiday menu. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
We have been on this for three services because it's important.
Amen. Yes, it is.
Now, the holiday menu, the first recorded holiday menu, you talk about Christmas now, was printed in 1660 by a gentleman by the name of Robert May, M-A-Y. It's interesting that his menu listed 39 items.
Mm.
Isn't it interesting?
Yes. Amen.
And I know some of you may be familiar with 39 or 40 minus 1.
Yes. Amen.
That's the stripes that Jesus had on his back.
Mm-hmm.
39.
Yes.
Menu items. Of those 39 menu items, 11 were meats. The first one they mentioned was ham, and then it was fowl, or probably wild turkeys, and all other, and there were 11 of them.
Wow.
And oysters was on that list.
Amen.
Of course, it was amazing.
Yes.
But of those 39 items on that list,
I could not see the blessing.
Amen.
It wasn't on there.
It wasn't on there.
For some of us, this time of year, have placed your presence on that holiday menu.
Amen.
You got to take it off there.
Amen.
Depression is despondency or dejection.
Mm.
A feeling of low spirit.
Yes.
Hopelessness.
Yes.
And see, this depression shows itself in physical symptoms. Migraine headaches. What do you call it? They call it vapors, feeling dizzy. You know, a panic attack.
Vertigo,
that's the word I was looking for. Even yeast infections and pains and joints that you didn't hit, you didn't knock, you didn't, somebody didn't drop a brick on your foot or whatever. But you're getting a pain in your little toe. What does your little toe have to do with pain? How does that happen? That's because the hundreds of thousands of miles of nerves start and end in your brain. And when negative stuff comes, the brain has to build something so that the negative can be attached to. Because we wired for positiveness. Positive stuff, love and comfort and relaxation. Somebody says, look, I'm going to sow into your life $10,000 or $20,000. You get a good feeling.
Oh, yeah.
Calm.
Amen.
Relaxation.
Amen.
Comfort, all that kind of stuff. But let somebody send you a letter and say, you owe us $10,000.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the head started hurting me. Your nose is running. Your tears might be coming down. You understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
Your body is not designed for negative.
Amen. Thank you.
My body, y'all need to say,
my body
is not designed,
for
negative.
For negative.
That's why the Bible tells you over 300 times, fear not, don't be afraid, because that's a negative, y'all.
Thank you, Jesus.
The only statement in the Bible that is a positive that has to do with fear is a reverential fear of God. That's a positive. Because he's the one who put breath in your body. And he's going to bless you. He's going to heal you. He's going to deliver you. But fear, depression, dejection, nobody likes me. Nobody loves me. That's of the enemy, and you're going to get symptoms in your whole body physically.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Y'all need to understand the trick of the enemy.
Yeah.
You do not saute, marinate, ruminate, meditate on the negative, y'all. Because the thoughts that you have is the world you're going to live in. Do I need to say that again? Excuse me. The thoughts you have is the world you live in. So if you get a negative thought, you know what you got to do. You don't have to wait, you know, because sometimes they say, well, you get an eviction notice, you got to wait 30 days. No, you got to get it out of there right away. You know, get it up. You know, hallelujah. But anyway, give me the first scripture because I'm running behind time, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Romans 15:13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that. Yes.
Is that it?
That ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Thank you.
See, depression is the absence of hope.
Yes.
But God wants to put hope in your heart, in your life, y'all.
Amen.
The enemy wants to put hopelessness in your life. God wants to put hopefulness in your life.
Right.
You see the difference.
Amen.
Hopelessness.
Hopefulness.
Yes. He wants you to be full of hope.
Yes. Yes.
He doesn't want you to be absent of hope.
Yes.
So when anything happens, the ties that take you to a state of hopelessness, you speak it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus prevails. Give me another scripture real quick.
Rejoicing in hope, Romans 12:12. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer.
See, y'all got to understand this. Now, some folks them lied to you and said, once you accept God, you have no problem. Life is going to be a bed of roses. That's not true. If you're in this earth suit, life's going to happen to you.
Amen.
The good, the bad, and the ugly. If you in this earth suit, life's going to happen to you.
Yes.
The
good, the bad, and the ugly.
Goes around circles, comes again.
Good.
The good, the bad, and the ugly. Things that y'all got to realize is that the good is with you a long time. Bad and ugly is only for a little bit. The people focusing on the bad and the ugly. They don't good. Everything going good. You hardly see them at church. They're missing in action. But when their back is against the wall, when bad things come, they're snorting and crying and calling it, y'all don't love us. Y'all will never do nothing for us. Lord have mercy. They're change course. They're focusing on depression is a lie from the devil.
Amen.
The devil says you have every right to be depressed.
Mm.
No, but your hope is in Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's what you got to be. Take a little time to pray. No, it says to be what? Instant in prayer?
Yes.
When it starts coming.
Thank you, Jesus.
And you know, y'all ever been to a parade? Y'all seen a parade? Y'all know the parade is coming because you hear the noise.
Yes.
When the president is trying to get this, there's a whole lot of noise coming. You know it's coming. It's not like it's going to sneak up and depress. Oh, it's going to sneak up on you. No, it ain't going to sneak up on you. Depression adds a lot of noise.
Yes.
That's why I said the instant of prayer. Give me another scripture.
Yes, Nehemiah 8:10. Then he said unto them, go your way. Eat the fat and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Thank you, Jesus.
Look
here. It says, go ahead with life. Earlier scripture talks about be patient. Stuff's going to happen.
Amen.
But go eat your food. All that. Just remember that the joy of the Lord
is your strength.
Hallelujah. You say, well, I can't get rid of those thoughts. The joy of the Lord is your strength. But you don't understand. This one did this to me. This one did this to me. My loved one passed away. We know there's grief, but should be instant in prayer, y'all.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
That's your resource. That's the place where you got to go when things don't look right. When you hear that parade of depression coming down your street, be instant in prayer, y'all.
Yes.
Give me another scripture.
Philippians 3:13-15. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. But getting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if in anything any be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you.
We got to press, y'all.
Yes.
You got trespassed that. You got the instant prayer and press. And you're going to have opposition. Opposition to you getting rid of that depression, that dejection, that despondency, that feeling, that state of being low spirit. Oh, Lord. You got to get past that.
Amen.
You got to press past that.
Yes, in the name of
Jesus. I mean, is it easy? No, that's why the Bible's at press.
Yes.
And don't go back and try to understand. The first thing it says is that to apprehend it. In other words, you don't understand all of that. You don't understand why it happened. But press past that.
Amen.
You don't want to be in the valley of despair, but you want to go up to a stone of hope. Hallelujah.
And
that stone, that's Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You want to rise up. Hallelujah. You want to stand up. And you stand up on God. Stand up on His word.
Thank you, God. Yes.
It's going to take you through that time.
Yes.
Y'all got to understand that. It's up to you for God. The presence of it. No, you got to do it.
Amen.
You got to decide.
Amen.
Deliberately decide. I'm going to think on things which are honest, but good of a good report. I'm going to think on those things. Give me another scripture.
Colossians 1:27.
Come on now.
To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of his mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
He is your hope. You want to be full of hope? Be full of Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know why I talk about learning the addresses? Because that's filling up those empty spaces.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's nice that you know the scripture. But know the address. It just fills up that empty space. So you can be full of Jesus.
Yes.
Full of hope. No little spot. Oh, that's vacant, because it used to be a saying that the idle mind is the devil's workshop. Well, in essence, if you got a little space, ain't nothing in it. You know who wants to fill it? The devil.
Yes.
Fill it with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Fill it with the word of God.
Yes.
Fill it with being instant in prayer.
Yes.
Go ahead, give me another scripture.
Psalm 35b. Weeping may endure the night, but joy cometh in the morning.
Yes, there were times that I lost my loved ones.
Yes.
And every now and then, the tear. My father passed away in 1976, y'all. And every now and then, I'll drop a little tear about Daddy. But I understand that weeping may endure for a night, endure for a night. But joy cometh in the morning. I got news for you. It's morning time, y'all.
Thank you, Jesus.
You got your eyes open. You're up. You're moving around. Hallelujah. It's morning time.
Thank you, Jesus.
The joy of the Lord is your strength. Come on, give me another scripture.
2 Corinthians 5:1-8. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. We are confident, I say, and willing, rather to be absent from the body and present with the Lord.
I've lost a whole lot of hope in my life. My father, my mother, my sister, and my brother. I'm the only one standing, last one in this family.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I could go around crying all the time. I've lost first cousins, second cousins, third cousins. I've lost a daughter, a bonus mother, bonus. I've lost a lot of folk. And it does give me a little bit here. But I know what the Word of God says. They're on the rooting team now. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. We got to still go through stuff. They done finished their course. So, depressed, the enemy would try to throw it on us. But we throw it back in his face. We tell them, they're on the rooting team now. They're praising God and glorifying God.
Mm.
They're representing they're representing my family in the kingdom of God, in the kingdom of heaven.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Go ahead. Give me another scripture.
Isaiah 61:1-3. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek.
Mm-hmm.
He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance unto our God, to comfort all that mourn,
mm-hmm.
to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes,
mm-hmm.
the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness,
mm-hmm.
that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified.
You are here to glorify God, not to be hopeless, not have suppressants on your holiday menu. You're here to glorify God. You are the blessing of Almighty God.
Yes.
Give me another scripture real quick.
Luke 4:18.
Mm-hmm.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor.
Mm-hmm.
He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive,
mm-hmm.
recovering the sight
mm-hmm.
to the blind, to mm-hmm. set at liberty them mm-hmm. that are bruised.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord.
Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon
yes,
me
you
to bless
God.
You right now.
Hallelujah.
And you.
Hallelujah.
You out in radio land that has been attacked with the spirit of depression. I take it from the roots in the name of the Lord Jesus. I lay my hands on you now in the spirit. And I command the spirit of depression to leave in Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ for real right now. I decree and declare that you are full of hope.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
And your hope is Jesus Christ.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
He said in John 14:6, I am the way, not to depression, but I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. I want you to know that that's the way you need to go.
Hallelujah.
Through Christ, y'all, depression gonna leave
Hallelujah.
Because you're in Christ. Give me another scripture. I know my time is up.
That was it.
Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, again we lay our hands on every one in radio land and those here right now.
In the name of
Jesus. Any kind of spirit of depression that we want to sneak up on them or come to them, we bind that spirit in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. We loose the love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance of God. We loose the prosperity of God, the favor of God in their lives in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for eradicating and evicting the spirit of depression. Father God, we thank you in your word, brother. 2 Timothy 1:7, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. We decree and declare power, love, and a sound mind over each and every one of you. In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Father God, we thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you right now for delivery. For setting the captives free. Hallelujah. For healing the brokenhearted. Oh, Mama Bobo, say K-Name. Hallelujah. We bless your name, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for filling every space with hopefulness. We thank you, Lord, for evicting hopelessness. And we praise and glorify your name in Jesus' name. Let everyone say,
Amen.
Amen again.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That was part three of how to remove depression from your holiday menu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And if there's anyone out there, hallelujah, that would like to accept Jesus Christ in their heart. Hallelujah. Have the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And have the joy of the Lord all the time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Repeat this prayer behind me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart. Save me from my sins. Lord, I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I believe that he died and he rose again. And he's now sitting on the right hand of the Father. Hallelujah. Lord, if you come into my heart, I'll make you my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. We believe if you pray that prayer, you are now saved. You're now a child of God. Hallelujah. And the angels in heaven rejoice over you. Hallelujah. We thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for joining us. And please join us in the morning for praise and worship. If you need a Bible, please call us at 410-444-5152. And we're going to get a Bible to you. Hallelujah. And also join us in the morning for morning prayer at 7 a.m. That number is 720-527-5952. Access code 103-4545. Thank you so much for joining us and see you in the morning. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus.
A blessing for you.
Say right there, lay my head on you.
I am coming back.